Handel's Messiah was part of the holiday season before Kris Kringle ever was. The oratorio uses biblical passages to tell the story of Christ's birth, death, and resurrection. Conductor Maren Alsop thought that this imposing composition could withstand some modern experimentation, so in 1992 she commissioned composers Bob Christensen and Gary Anderson to arrange a gospel and jazz version of the Messiah. Here's a recording of the result called Too Hot to Handle. Get it? With Maestro Alsop conducting the Colorado Symphony Orchestra and Chorus and the New Hope Baptist Church's Majestic Praise Choir. Maestro Maren Alsop, who takes over as music director of the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra next year, joins us. Thanks very much for being back with us.
Great to be here.
And what inspired you to commission this version?
I've always loved the Messiah, but friends of mine who are non-musicians, they would always say, you know, I really like the part where we stand up, but it takes a really long time to get to that part. And I realized that, oh, it needed updating in a way and maybe sort of hippifying. Of course, there's a tradition of that already because Mozart reworked the Messiah and added some instruments that weren't available to Handel. And I think that was part of its evolution, this idea of updating it for the time you live in. I mean, I'm not sure Handel envisioned what I had in mind, but the piece really lends itself to it so easily. So it was just a natural.
Is it? I hope I'm not stretching for an analogy here, but is it rather like a Gothic cathedral? A Gothic cathedral is never quite done because the design is you're always supposed to add, you know, be able to add something depending on what transpires in life. And the Messiah maybe is a bit of music that is never quite done in that it is supposed to be open to modern experimentation.
I think that's a great analogy. But perhaps my vision would be similar to adding neon signs in the Gothic cathedrals. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, if one is a purist, I don't recommend this as an alternative to the original Messiah. But the DNA of it is really Handel and essentially his Messiah. Mm-hmm. The melodies, the harmonies, the structure, the lyrics are all the same, but the treatment is completely different.
You have a favorite part you want to draw our attention to?
Handel, I apologize, but All We Like Sheep is one of my favorite tunes, which we decided lent itself to kind of a shuffle.
The idea of the music is to put you in touch with the spiritual side of the season.
Yeah, I think it does that in a way that's very effective and very of our time. And that's what I love about the experience of Too Hot to Handle Live. The audience is so engaged in what's happening and they feel entitled and welcome to express themselves as part of the performance. Yeah.
Can you tell us a bit about Bob Christensen and Gary Anderson?
Well, these are two enormously talented composers, arrangers, performers themselves. I first met Gary Anderson in the early 1980s, actually. He was writing music for ABC television. I was playing some sessions, and we became friends through that, and he wrote a few charts for a swing band I had. Mm-hmm. And then I met this fellow, Bob Christensen, mm-hmm. because he came to hear my swing band playing at some clubs. And he said, wow, this is amazing. I want to use you guys for some sessions. And he was a much more hyped up kind of techno pop guy. Mm-hmm. And then when I had this idea about the Messiah of updating it and trying to give it a new feel, I got both of them together and the three of us were in a room. I mean, they've always thought I'm nuts, but they really were, oh, she's gone off the deep end now. And we went through the whole piece and, you know, went through each number and, you know, well, what does this feel like? Could this be a jazz waltz or maybe this? I mean, it was really fun to go through and try to envision what kind of treatment they'd lend themselves to. And so then the guys just split up the tunes depending on what style we arrived at.
The People That Walked in Darkness, reminiscent maybe of Thelonious Monk.
This is Thomas Young singing a fabulous tenor. I've done the legitimate, you know, the original Messiah with him, even the same week as I've done the Gospel Messiah. And the other two singers are formidable as well. Vivian Cherry is my mezzo, and Lilius White is my soprano. And for these kind of artists that can sing stylistically in almost any direction, it's wonderful, and every time we do the piece, of course, it's a different experience because of all the improv involved and all the talent that they bring to the stage.
They like doing both.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anybody ever in the audience for this who hears someone scat singing and goes, what are they saying? Is that,
I haven't German? Had that experience, but luckily I'm not close enough.
Scat singing could be taken to be on a par with the biblical speaking of tongues, couldn't it?
Sure. I mean, there's so many parallels, I think, to be drawn between what we're trying to do with Too Hot to Handle and so many other experiences that one has in the church, in the cathedral. And one of the ideas, too, was to try to take the recitatives that are in the original Messiah and have them be more like call and responses. And with the Hammond organ, this was Bob Christensen's edition, and he's also playing the Hammond organ along with Clifford Carter on fabulous gospel piano. So you can hear Lilius White in Behold a Virgin. It's almost as though she's just stood up out of the congregation and started humming along and just singing about this concept she has.
Behold, a virgin shall conceive.
Now, are you able to conduct that piece this holiday season anywhere?
I'm doing it in Denver. We've done it for about the past 5 or 6 years, maybe even 7 years. And the great thing about it now is that orchestras have picked it up all over America, even abroad, and are making it part of their holiday tradition.
How do you conduct this piece of music? I mean, do you give vent to the feeling of the music? Are conductors allowed to hop along?
Well, I haven't been arrested yet, so I think it's okay. Although it could be imminent, I have no idea. You know, it's not a piece where I use a baton and, you know, stand there in my
baton?
Not for this one. You know, it's more about counting the band off and just participating. This is an over the top sort of stand up in your seats and really rock out in the audience kind of experience. It's one of the most fun things I do all year.
I wonder, do you think there are people who, in a sense, get introduced to the Messiah like this and actually are driven to seek out something more like the original?
I can always dream.
I can
hope.
Or vice versa, maybe.
I can hope.
As long as they find yours. Right?
You know, My feeling is that as long as this achieves what Handel's original intent was, you know, which was really a celebration of this season and this whole Messiah story, and as long as people come away with the same feeling they had at the original, which was that it was an uplifting, moving, emotional experience, I feel that the goal has been achieved.
Maestro, always wonderful to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Great to be here. Thanks.
Baron Alsop takes over as music director of the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra next year. We've been listening to her conduct the Colorado Symphony Orchestra and Chorus and the Majestic Praise Choir perform Too Hot to Handle, the Gospel Messiah. We can't end this conversation without hearing at least a little of the Hallelujah Chorus.
Oh, absolutely.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Have a Hallelujah holiday. I'm Scott Simon.